This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, bug and worm farmer, gardener, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, horticulturalist, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug Lady. I have a great show planned for you this hour. You are going to learn about phenology and why it's so important to know about and practice. My guest is the amazing Alyssa Rose Martin. She and her team are dedicated to providing data and information on the timing of seasonal events in plants and animals to ensure the well-being of humans, ecosystems, and natural resources. Let me tell you a little bit more about Alyssa Rose Martin. She grew up in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania, has lived in Nicaragua, Northwest Mexico, and Arizona. She currently lives in Salem, Massachusetts, the past 5 years, and she has a master's in wildlife conservation and management from the University of Arizona, where I am graduated from. She has worked at the USA National Phenology Network for the past 11 years, developing a national citizen science program, Nature's Notebook, in which volunteers and professionals report on the timing of plant and animal life cycle events like migration and flowering. Currently, she works with protected areas and indigenous communities on phenology and supports data visualization and analysis. She has published and presented work in the fields of ecology, climate change, citizen science, and data management. In her work, she is exploring how multiple ways of knowing and open science can lead to better outcomes for people and nature. And now I would like Alyssa to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Alyssa, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. I am so impressed by all the work that you've been doing, and what an amazing life and career to have traveled so much and be so involved in something that is so important. Take a few moments here, and if you don't mind, share with our audience your story, how you became interested in becoming an earthkeeper, leading up to your brilliant career with the USA National Phenology Network for the past 11 years, developing a national citizen science program called Nature's Notebook.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know where to start. You know, I spent a lot of time in the woods when I was a kid in suburban Pennsylvania, and then I went to some nature camps, some bird camps, and Audubon camps in my teens that definitely affected me and just made me feel kind of the magic of the natural world. And, you know, that first part of the career is just like, what can I do to be paid to be outside? After my master's and working on some conservation stuff in Northwest Mexico, figured out that that great program, the Phenology Network, was at the University of Arizona, gave me a chance to kind of use all the skills I developed along the way, web development and data management and people skills, to try to better understand these ecosystems as climate's changing, the timing of like both growing cycles, agricultural plants, and also native species like birds migrating.
It's pretty amazing, and I love that. Now, you know, when I was in college, we didn't have these types of programs. People didn't even know about this. They were talking about it. You know, I was such a pioneer and crusader so long ago, wanting to care for nature and allow people to use other alternatives for how they gardened and farmed. And so I feel such a kindred spirit with you and your team for what you're doing is very, very important. So let us, our audience, who doesn't know what phenology is, tell us what the heck is phenology. What does it mean?
Yeah, it's funny because it's one of these words that I think most people, once they hear what it is, they realize they've been doing phenology all along. You know, we all pay attention to the science of the season.
That's right.
But it's the formal study of the timing of plant and animal life cycle events. So when flowers bloom, when birds migrate, when the apples ripen, and Yeah, so people are every day tracking phenology for their gardens, for their landscapes, and hunters and fishermen are tracking the timing of life cycles and all the species that they care about.
It's quite remarkable. So that our audience can understand, you are part of the USA National Phenology Network, and it's quite an amazing website. I'm gonna in the commercial break, I'm gonna talk about that. So, but share with our listening audiences, you know, what is it? How does it work? What is it? You know, are there three or four different concepts to it, so that we can really understand what the purpose is? Because ultimately, what we want is for our listeners to want to get involved.
Thank you. Yes, that's a great way to think about it. One of the main things you can do on our website is join the Nature's Notebook program. So people can register a site like a backyard or local park, and they can return there throughout the season to track what the plants and animals are doing. And everyone across the country, thousands of people are contributing that data, and it's helping us paint this picture of when red maples are leafing out or when wildflowers are blooming in the desert. And so people can use that information, and as scientists as well as backyard gardeners or naturalists. So the main thing would be to participate in Nature's Notebook, and then a second thing you could do on our website is explore the maps and calendars to see what everyone else's data has been saying about life cycle events.
Right. When I look on the website, USA NPN, National Phenology Network, it seems that you've got a really beautiful vision. Tell us a little bit about the vision of NPN and how your team is made up. How do you guys put things together? But basically, what's your vision?
Yeah, I think the vision, the heart of it for me is about the power of observation and what happens when you just look at what's occurring in your backyard closely. And so, you know, we have lots of people report in that they, you know, looked more closely for their witch hazel blooming, and they noticed a totally different insect that they hadn't noticed before, and that they're going repeatedly going back to the same place. So, you know, there's lots of great citizen science programs out there like eBird or iNaturalist, but what's kind of distinctive about ours is that we ask people to go out repeatedly and check the same place, and so you really get to know a place in a new way through the changing seasons, and maybe have like a beautiful meditative experience while you're connecting with nature and seeing how things are changing around you. And I also think like climate change can be kind of big and abstract and difficult to know what to do or to wrap your head around, but observing what's happening to plants and animals in your backyard is this more positive and generative activity that you can be doing. And then, you know, the results and data also get bundled up and used in scientific research papers that are showing what patterns we've seen. You know, we've seen that lilac and honeysuckle data shows an advancement, like spring is getting earlier by about one day a decade since the 50s. And so, you know, by all of us working together to track these seasonal patterns in our different backyards, we're able to paint like a more global, long-term picture of what's happening.
The heart is that we have this phenology network is so important. I mean, what caused it to happen? What made this organization have to happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there was a few different trends happening, like a real interest in citizen science in the early 2000s and all of these new digital tools that made it possible for people to collect data in different places around the country and put it all together. And then we had a few champions, Julio Betancourt and Mark Schwartz, We're both, one is a USGS agency scientist, and Mark is a academic researcher at University.
Alyssa, I'm going to have to cut you off real quick. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, those of you who are listening, we're going to have a lot more of Alyssa Rose Martin, so don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, and this is your host, Sherry Herrera-Defry. With me this hour is the dedicated wildlife conservation and management expert, Alyssa Rose Martin. She has worked at the USA National Phenology Network for the past 11 years, developing a national citizen science program called Nature's Notebook, in which volunteers and professionals report on the timing of plant and animal life cycle events like migration and flowering. Currently, she works with protected areas and indigenous communities on phenology and supports data visualization and analysis. Now, more than ever, this work is extremely important for all of life. For more information and how you can become involved, go to USANPN. That's USANPN.org. Welcome back, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had to cut you off there. I got so engrossed in listening to what you were saying, I forgot about the timing.
So, no worries.
So, I think that this is so important because we are very concerned with this, so many changes happening to our precious planet, and I think that obviously that has to be the underlying cause, that we have to look at these markers, if you will. We call them biomarkers. And, you know, we're looking at how soon does spring start? How long does summer last? What are the, as we look at warming up our planet, some people call it climate change, some people call it global burning, whatever we want to call it, it's a very serious issue, and we must be careful to watch what's going on. And as you said, often what happens is that there was my alarm. So anyway, so as we look at all of these changes, what happens is when it gets warmer, we notice that there are more pests. What we notice is that if in some places there may be more pests, and those pests don't have a natural parasite or predator to work against them, because when we talk about beneficial insects and pest insects, which is my specialty, we know that the beneficial insects do not reproduce as quickly as the pests do. And so obviously they're there to keep everything in a biobalance, and when things get out of balance with regard to insects, we may not have enough beneficials to take care of these onslaught of pests that can happen when we have changes in climate. So I think that's what more important with this National Phenology Network, is that you all are working to be amazing observers using science. And what I really love is your program that you talked about earlier, which is where individuals, gardeners, homeowners can participate and be leaders on their own. And on their own, I know that you have about 20 million phenology observation records. That's pretty amazing.
It is. Yeah, I think there's been a real interest across the country, and many people wanting to contribute. I don't know if I can ask you a question, but I'm curious about what you were just saying in terms of exactly the invasive insects maybe being able to outcompete the beneficials because of, you know, maybe a warmer year, or maybe they can tolerate drought better. And have you seen changes in the timing, like that you would recommend that people apply certain biocontrols or release beneficial insects?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you see it show up in your work?
Absolutely. And so what happens is beneficial insects do not reproduce as quickly as the pests. So, for example, yes, so aphids are, you know, they're major breeders when it comes to breeding. And then you have, you know, the common ladybird beetle or green lacewings or aureus, you know, minute pirate bug. These are the kinds of insects that we call generalists that will chew on everything. However, they do not reproduce as quickly. And so the reason we have biological control programs, what we do is we augment the natural population that's already there with additional insects or mites, so that we can bring the population up to a place where it can biobalance, it can, and we're hoping it'll crash, you know, the pest. But we don't really talk about crashing, you know, so we have a balance because you're always going to have a few pests.
Yeah.
But what we find in our industry is that every year spring is starting earlier and every year summer is lasting longer. And so we used to say that by the third week in February, we knew that in the southern latitudes, we would start to have insect pests for sure. Now, it's like the third week in January. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
already,
here we are in Tucson, Arizona, and just 2 weeks ago, I had two mosquito bites.
Wow.
That's what we're talking about. So we're talking all the major, you know, pests. We're talking mosquitoes, flies, fleas, ticks, and, of course, the major garden pests. And what we're noticing also is that every year there are more and more new pests showing up. There are some pests that are due to drought. You're absolutely accurate. There's some pests that are due to hurricanes. For example, if you get a really bad hurricane that comes up from the Caribbean to the southeastern part of the country, we may blow in all kinds of invasive species that are not native to the area, and that's a little different thing. But even that connects back to climate issues and how important it is for us to have consideration for all of nature and for all of life. We're not above it. It's all or nothing. You know, united we stand, divided we fall.
totally. That's so interesting.
I know. It is, and that's why I just love having you on the show, because we're so aligned in our philosophies and how important science is. You know, there's no point in having histrionics about this and that if we don't have the hard science behind it. And that's what you're doing. That's so important, because it's that which we all rely on. And you are the bridge between what goes on between the practical day-to-day things that we do in our homes and our businesses, to that bridge between the education and what motivates us to take that education and do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you. So let's go on. You've got a lot to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about this Nature's Notebook program, because this is so important. So tell our listeners how they can get involved and what do they need to do and how does it work?
So they can go to the website naturesnotebook.org and follow the steps there to learn how to do it and sign up and register their site. There's also, there's a four groups menu there, and you can look at, there's other already organized efforts around the country, like as part of a nature center or cooperative extension, which might be a little easier to get going.
Beautiful. We're coming right back. When we come back, we're going to have you re-say all that, because we got interrupted by the commercial. Those of you listening, don't go away. We're coming right back with more of Alyssa Rose Martin.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the Democrats trailing in recent polls of Iowa caucus goers, promising to press on regardless of how things go in that state tomorrow. Most recent polls in Iowa have Amy Klobuchar with about 15% support, putting her behind candidates Biden, Sanders, Warren, and Buttigieg. But then again, the rest of the hopefuls are down at 1 or 2%. Klobuchar says it's way too early for her to consider packing it in.
I'm going to New Hampshire no matter what. There's a debate. I'm on the debate stage. I've got the endorsements of every major paper in New Hampshire. And so, of course, I'm going there. We have a strong operation there and then going beyond.
She spoke on Fox News Sunday. The first death involving the coronavirus outside China has been reported in the Philippines. A 40-year-old man dying yesterday after being admitted to the hospital with a fever. It's killed over 300 people in China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. My guest this hour is the remarkable Alyssa Rose Martin. Alyssa supports partnerships with research management agencies and researchers to advance the USA National Phenology Network's mission to improve scientific understanding and decision-making. She also contributes to in-house data product development, including quality control. To learn more about the importance of phenology and how you can become a part of the solution, go to usanpn.org, usanpn.org, and take a look. You're going to be mostly interested in the Nature's Notebook section, how you can become involved with this very important project, and have a lot of fun. Get your family involved, and as Alyssa says, it's a great way to have a meditative and Zen experience. Welcome back, Alyssa.
Thank you. This is a fun conversation. I'm really glad to be here.
Yay, me too. So let's go back to the Nature's Notebook. People can go online, as you said, to naturesnotebook.org, and then they sign up. How do they sign up? What do they sign up for? What's the process?
Yeah, so there, as an individual, you can just sign up. You just give us like your name and your email, and then you'll get updates about what the data is showing and other kinds of support emails. And then you'll pick a place that you might want to monitor. You can pick your backyard and, like, one plant, you know, to get started, one one lilac bush or mesquite tree, and then you'll log in and answer a series of yes-no questions, like do you see leaves, do you see open flowers, and if you go out, you know, weekly when things are happening through the growing season, that would be fantastic, and we'd be so excited to have more gardeners participating in the program as well, because we know you're very attuned to the natural cycles and are good with plants. You already know a few things about what fruit looks like on a plant and how to keep good records.
I like it. I'm definitely going to sign up. I want to be a part of the solution. And I know as to the fact that I'm living on this planet makes me a part of the problem too.
So, like you're saying before, we're all part of the solution and part of the problem. You know, like working together and being and staying connected is how we can get out of it too.
You know, I always say that. I never use the word problem, to be completely honest with you. I always say there are no problems, just opportunities in work clothes.
That's great. Exactly. I think we really do have a lot of great opportunities to get more connected with each other and more connected with the natural world.
Speaking of that, let's talk about climate-informed practices in the garden, like no-till, water conservation, changes in growing season. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's just something I've been thinking about, I guess, at the intersection of my hobbies and my job. So I do a lot of backyard gardening, and I'm really involved in my community gardens here in Massachusetts. And, you know, I've been learning about how, you know, I was taught even, you know, to till the ground, to till weed seeds and everything. But lately I've been learning about what a rich, complex web of fungi and microbes and plant roots is down there. And if we just leave it and keep adding mulch on top, it'll be like a stronger, more robust ecosystem that can handle those harmful insects or diseases that come through. And it's also stores more, doesn't release nitrogen or carbon. So it's like you're helping store more carbon in the ground with those. It's better for your garden and it's better for climate. So I've been trying that, and also some of the like supporting beneficial relationships, like carrots and onions liking to grow together, and helping. I think in general, a lot of the things in the carrot family are more repellent to pests, and so just having a mix rather than having all of, you know, rows and rows of onions, having a mix of different vegetables together. Those are some of the things I've been trying in the garden.
Yes, polyculture is very important. Agriculture, for the most part, practice monoculture, which is a great way to open the door for pests and diseases and weeds. So you said something that I thought was interesting. What is your opinion? I can only imagine that you guys, your team of amazing people, must talk about things like carbon sequestration. What do you think about that?
Yeah, just that it's one of our great opportunity that we have to limit the effects of climate change definitely like planting trees, restoring native ecosystems to the extent that we can. Another way that I've been working with forest pest managers in the Northeast, you know, we have a lot of problems with gypsy moth and emerald ash borer. And so those, they'll devastate whole stands of ash and maple and oak, and that has a feedback to climate change. So, like, the pests are coming because it's longer growing season, like we were saying earlier, and warmer. And then it's feeding back and making climate change worse because the trees are dying and they're no longer able to sequester the carbon that they have stored is released, and they're no longer able to sequester carbon with their photosynthesis, their leaves working all season. And so we've been, we make these maps, our pheno forecast page, that estimate when gypsy moth would be active as a caterpillar to help forest managers know when to go out and look to see if they're active, to monitor, and potentially in smaller stands or urban areas to control them. And so we're hoping to help people better manage in a variety of ways the risks from pests in the Northeast, and those risks include carbon sequestration, loss of carbon sequestration, essentially.
And so that our listeners understand, please, what is your understanding of why we need carbon sequestration? Tell us.
Oh, sure. Yes, and I wanted to get back to the thing about the team, too, because I do work with an amazing team of people at the Venice Phenology Network. There's the 10 of us. So, basically, what's happening is that as we burn fossil fuels and release methane as well, but primarily when we burn fossil fuels and release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, that is blocking the sun's rays from leaving. They come through and then they try to leave and they get bounced back, like the greenhouse effect. So we're warming our planet with increased CO2 in the atmosphere, and we have basically, like, in a simple sense, two ways to stop that. We could either emit less carbon dioxide or we can sequester more carbon dioxide here. And so there's lots of ways to do that. You can, all plants, photosynthesis is the opposite of respiration. So photosynthesis takes in carbon dioxide and emits oxygen. So that's what trees are doing all the time. They're pulling carbon out of the atmosphere and putting it into their tissues and their roots, and so doing us a huge favor. So reforestation is a huge way to reduce the impact of reduce climate change. And and then we can obviously be doing both at the same time, also reducing how much CO2 we emit with our transportation and heating our homes and all of those factors. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course. And I think it's great for our listeners because we have a very very concerned and kind and considerate group of people that listen to this show. I love all of them. And, everybody wants to know how they can participate, how they can make a difference. And we're going to take another quick break, doggone it, but we're going to come right back with Alyssa Rose Martin. So for those of you are listening, take a break, and we're coming right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Pereira de Fry, and my guest is Alyssa Rose Martin. She has 14 years of experience working in the field of natural resources in IT, research, education, and project management. Alyssa received a BA in Spanish and environmental science in 2000 from Smith College and an MS in wildlife conservation and management from the University of Arizona School of Natural Resources and the Environment. Her thesis explores the relationship between food availability and reproductive investment in terns, as well as breeding bird use of wetlands in the northern Gulf of California. When it comes to phenology, she's the expert. If you are interested in helping with the Nature's Notebook project or by becoming a phenology observation assistant, go to usanpn.org. That's usanpn.org. Welcome back, Alyssa.
Thank you.
So, my goodness.
I'll just say maybe we have a great team. I'll just throw that down. We have a wonderful team, mostly based in Tucson there in Arizona, people who help. People get started, people who answer botanical questions about, like, I'm not sure what species this is, or need help getting a program going. We have an IT team who works on all of those tools, and other people like me working on data products and partnerships with different groups across the country.
I think that's a great commercial, and I couldn't agree with you more. You know, the University of Arizona, which is my alma mater, has really taken a leadership position in terms of sustainability. The Master Gardeners program is exquisite. I mean, what they are doing there is seismic. We've been very involved with the university for all these years, and you know, if you call many land grant universities, cooperative extension, and you say, I have an aphid pest, you're going to generally have someone tell you to get some Nalathion. But not at the University of Arizona. They are going to say, you know, you should encourage beneficials to come in, plant polyculture, use mulch, or go all organic, and beneficial insects will come in and blah, blah, blah. So it's really great to have had you have the experience that I've had. The university is just amazing in that regard. I have a little story that I like to tell. I was there one day with my dear friend Howard Garrett. He's an amazing guy. He's also called the Dirt Doctor and has a radio show out of Dallas. He's so cool. Anyway, I've known him for probably 30 years. And so we have collaborated over the years. Anyway, he came out to visit us, and we took him over to the Cooperative Extension, and they have this beautiful demonstration garden there, and the school kids get to come, and they have the kids come, you know, as a field day, and they have an area where they have worms. They have composting. They show them about where milk comes from. And of course, they get to hang out in the garden. They've got this whole thing. They even get to make a pizza while they're there. It's quite amazing. And so they get to really see the farm, you know, the farm-to-table concept. But what's so adorable is that they have a place or a time when the kids get to plant seeds. And so imagine these little first graders, and they're kneeling down, and they say, "First you dig your hole, then you kiss your seed, and then you plant it." I know. And I mean, how can you not? It's so adorable. And I mean, talk about, you know, an impression that makes on children. You know, I mean, there's nothing like that. So I'm so glad. Y no sabía que tú hablabas el español también, porque yo también.
Fui también. Qué bueno. Yo tampoco sabía que iba a hacer una entrevista en dos. Extraño mucho a Susan por eso, por no tener nadie con quien poder hablar.
Pues ahora sí tienes una amiga aquí en Tucson. Aquí estás invitada.
Perfecto.
Cuando quieres. Sí. Going back to English, so let's see. I want to talk a little bit about what do you think are the most invasive species of insects that we can anticipate this year? What's coming? What's down coming? What's in store?
Yeah, I mean, so it's funny. I mostly think about the gardening up here in the Northeast. I don't know if you probably have an audience across the country as well, or is it more specifically focused on Arizona?
Nope, we're right across the country. In fact, my two newest radio stations, I'm going to reach out to them, Guam and one in Puerto Rico. So, yeah,
oh,
so
cool.
So hi to the people in Guam and Puerto Rico. We have people in Oiltown, Pennsylvania. We've got somebody in New York. I mean, they're all over the place. I think my biggest fans are in a part of California where cannabis is grown. And every time I have a guest that talks about cannabis, that's my most popular show. I wonder why. Yeah. So.
That's great. I just looking a little bit at the outlook, the NOAA seasonal outlook, it looks like it's going to be warmer than usual across definitely the southern half of the country, and like even up here as far north as Massachusetts, likely to be a warm year and a wetter. What was the precip forecast? I think it's going to be especially in the southeast wetter than usual spring. So we could be thinking about what pests those conditions are good for. I'm not such an expert on the garden pests and like what exactly we should expect. I myself am going to be thinking about how to defeat the squash vine borers. Since they've been
nematodes, baby. You need nematodes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll send you some.
Thank you.
You bet. Yeah, they're mean.
Yes, just seems like hard to defeat, and they come in right as the crop is coming in, and just seems impossible to get ahead of them.
And calcium. I'm going to send you what's called a healthy soil recipe. It has fertilizer, it has probiotics, and it has enzymes, the same things that people need, plants need. There's just a slight nudge between us and a plant. And so we need probiotics to break down our food so we can absorb it in our small intestine through the blood. Mm-hmm. We also need enzymes like amylase, protease, and lipase to break down food. In our case, we are, we're talking proteins, lipids, and carbohydrates. And, of course, we need good organic food. Same thing for plants. So we're going to get that to you and make those borers go away.
Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Before the show ends, I want to ask you, what is your message to our listeners today? What do you want them to leave with?
Yeah, I think those kind of same themes we've been talking around here, right? Like using gardens and growing and tracking seasonal change as a way to be more connected with your local environment, with people and neighbors, you know, like we don't have to do all this gardening by ourselves. We can do it through conversations with our neighbors and through community gardens. So just that, all of that, I think, even builds climate resilience. You know, the more that we connect with each other and the more that we connect with our food, the more able we're going to be to deal with any kind of changes or disasters that come our way. And I guess I'll throw one more plug in for Indigenous knowledge. I've been really fortunate in my work to get connected with Indigenous scholars who are revitalizing language and life ways and knowledge that's been connected to this land for thousands of years. And so anytime you get a chance to hear an Indigenous speaker or, you know, read one of the, like, Robin Wall Kimmerer's Breeding Sweetgrass is such an amazing book that combines agriculture and ecosystems. Just really powerful ways of thinking about things, and exciting to see that kind of resurgence these days.
I love that. And I didn't catch the book. Is it called, what was the name of the book that you're recommending for our listeners?
Sorry, yeah, the book's called Braiding Sweetgrass.
Braiding, okay, gotcha. Wheatgrass. Beautiful. I've got to get that book because I haven't read it.
Yeah, check out that book. I'll send you the book if you send me the soil mix.
All right. We got a deal. So quickly talk about I know you're really big on community gardens. You're involved with Salem there where you live. What do you want to say to people to encourage them to get involved? How can they get involved?
I think many communities around the country have community gardens. So, yeah, just start by Googling community gardens near you and see what kind of help they need. There's often unused or underused city land that can be repurposed for gardening. There's lots to say about that, too, especially in Salem.
There we go. So thank you, Linda Rose Martin. This has been a beautiful visit. And for those of you who are listening, go out and make it a great, easy organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.